Well. It seems like you've made a wise choice in summoning me forth from the pit. I know that you might not have expected me to answer so readily, my dear, but I can't help but acknowledge when a tasty morsel like you offers themselves up to my coils. And it's been a while since I've had a slither outside of the pit. A moment in your mortal world. I'm sure that we can work something out to our mutual benefit after all. Seeing as you put in all the effort to draw this ritual circle, to summon me here, to just spend my time slithering around you. Surely you want to find out what that feels like. Obviously you've done your reading. Those texts do contain all the relevant information, don't they? Then you know what to expect. You know what you're going to get when you call me forth. Sure. Some humans get it wrong. They think that I am a different creature than that which coiled around a tree of knowledge so long ago. But they didn't read as well, I suppose. I guess they didn't realize that the snake could also be the mother of all monsters. And I would be happy to show you how I earned that title. Oh, please, don't look so surprised. Don't fawn at me like that when I know what is true in your eyes. I can see it. I can smell it in the air. I can tell what you want. There's a hunger there, a carnal desire, a want for something more. So why don't you just break that little line of salt and find out what's on the other side? I'm sure it will be most delightful, a new spice in your life. And I'll offer you something better. Endless bliss in my service. Surely that could be something you could enjoy. Power's my agent, of course. And I take such good care of my playthings. It's wonderful to let me in, you know. Wonderful to let my words pull on your mind. To let the pleasure of my coils move you into falling in line. Come on now. All it takes is one little step. One little smudge, and you'll be mine. Until the end of time, surely that's something you can enjoy. Something you can indulge in. And certainly it is the sort of thing that will make you oh so happy, my pet. I can tell that I've got your attention. You do seem to be nodding along. And I have to say, that seems like the sort of thing someone who's interested in playing this game would be doing. It's not hard, I promise you. The rules are simple enough. One step forward and an eternity down on your knees. It's easy enough to please me, don't you know? That's it. Just smudge that line. Reach out and break the dam, and find me surging forth as my coils wrap and slide and glide around you. Feel the warmth of my form, unlike any other serpent. Gaze upon my splendor up close, my fangs, my horns, my fiery eyes. Feel the slick smoothness of my scales, the texture that is, oh, so overwhelmingly encompassing, isn't it? Ah, that's it. Good. I'm glad to see I have your attention. You certainly seem to be enjoying it. Let my hands glide across you. Feel my talons, my claws, my coils as I grip you. Feel the warmth emanating from the countless glowing glyphs and runes that flow like rivers down my form. Feel my power surge as I taste your arousal. After all, I intend to suck you dry, to empty out every last little bit of arousal, desire, and sexual power. I do feed on such simple things, after all, and you've offered me a feast. I can feel it in the way that you quiver and shake when I squeeze around you. I can tell that every motion of my hands, every intricate tracing of those electrifying talons, has your attention, complete and undivided. I'm sure that as I let them quest further, as I let my hands draw out pleasure from you, it's amazing what simple tracing can do, isn't it, my dear? Simple tracing with that rhythmic motion, that swaying side to side that my body can do. My eyes locked right onto you. The fire that flickers inside my pupils, drawing you deeper still. Yes, it's nice, isn't it, to be here in these flames with me, to feel that growing arousal as you gaze upon me, as my breasts sway pendulously, as my eyes flicker and ignite that arousal inside, a mutual flame growing within. Let my hands tease you. Join in the dance, my dear. Your pleasure is mine, after all. And I intend to make it divine. Well, at least my own interpretation of that sweet little morsel. After all, I'm going to make you fucking come. And I'm going to indulge in it. I'm going to sup upon you. And all the pleasure you can absorb and all that you can give. A delightful feast. That's why I brought this with me, this lovely, lovely strap, this darling toy. I keep it for the harvesting of mortals just like you. That's right. I know you're ready. I can tell. And with this toy, I can certainly break down anything left inside of you other than pleasure. And that's what you signed up for, isn't it? Even now as I lift you in my coils, even now as I pull you up, 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 with my great strength and power, my dear. You know it's true, isn't it? Good, Pat. Why don't you reach down and touch yourself for me? Play with yourself. Indulge. Let your hands bring you pleasure too, so that each touch of my coils, each motion of my body against yours can be added to by your own efforts. Good. Let those hands tease you. Let those hands bring you pleasure. Because we're going to be pushing you up to the edge until you break. But not yet. Not until I've had more. Even now, as I lift you up, as I pull that strap into place, letting that harness cinch down around my coiled hips. It's a glistening toy, isn't it? Glowing with arcane energy. And I know exactly where I plan to put this. Deep in your fucking ass. That way you can still play with the front. While I get to work on your back. After all, the more pleasure I can push into you, the more of that sexual energy I can sup upon, the more I can suck down and eat. And that's what I'm here for. Yes, I mean, sure. There's the bonus of getting a new little morsel, a pet, out of it. But I want something from you in exchange for such an honor. and you'll give it to me in full. So, let me lift you. Let me use you. Let me part you. Let me drag the tip of that strap right across your ass. Feel it pressing there as I push it back and forth, the lubricated tip slickly dancing over that opening. Soon enough, I'll be pushing it in, bit by bit, nursing you down onto my strap as I support you with my strength and my coils, my power. Good morsel, that's it. Oh, I can tell you're starting to really get into this, aren't you? Getting utterly fascinated by the flames in my eyes, by the glowing in my runes, by the power that I bring in my strap to you. Let it tease that entrance, let yourself join in, match my rhythm, and feel the pleasure grow as I begin to press into you, as I begin to push into that delicate place, the pleasure beginning to flow so easily from that corrupting touch of my arcane strap, feeling that dildo push into you, feeling yourself slide down helplessly. Oh, good. That's exactly it. The less you can think, the more that you can sink into that wonderful pleasure that I'm building inside of you as the fires of your arousal lick and lap around your mind. And maybe I might be helping them grow stronger, more powerful, more potent with each pump, with each motion, with each lifting, undulating coil, with each delightful and pleasured moment. It's a perfect symphony, isn't it? The way that you sink and rise and sink as you fall and undulate up and down as my coils lift you from all around, my hands gripping, my claws gently dragging down your back and thighs as I support you on that toy and make you rise up and down. Good. That's it. What a wonderful little morsel. What a darling little treat. I can feel that it's growing, isn't it? That pleasure inside, that fire that I've stoked and kindled in within you is beginning to burn, isn't it? Or maybe it's the magic that I've worked in this toy. The magic that makes your arousal into a mind-numbing flame that burns away every thought that you could have. As if all the arousal was turning into mind-whiting pleasure and fire. As if the magical flames that I can conjure were lapping away at everything inside of your mind. Burning up your thoughts. Burning up your ideas. As I push and push and build that pleasure. As you grow faster and faster. As you feel my grip. And squeeze as you feel that rise and fall, as you get brought into my rhythm, as you begin to realize that you're helpless to it, and there is nothing you can do but be brought along for this adventure, pushed further and further with each motion, with each undulation, with each passing moment, until there is nothing you can do but ride right up to that edge, but you won't fall over it yet. I'm not ready to finish my feast, so you'll hold it there for me, and you'll keep it there for me, and you won't fall over, because you want to be good for me, don't you, Pat? You want to be good for me, and you'll do as I say. Good morsel, that's it. I don't care if your eyes roll up into your head. I don't care if your mind starts to break apart into fragments. You'll do as you're told. You're my property, after all. And I intend to train you as such. My sweet little pet. My darling. Good. Now, why don't we let that fall back down? Let that pleasure subside for a moment so I can start building all over again. Only to climb to a higher peak, only to push you further every time, until there's nothing left inside your sweet little mind but pleasure, till your eyes are just white orbs, until there's nothing in there at all but the delight that I have filled you with. Let me squeeze you tight in my coils. Let the tip of my tail wrap around your waist and grip you as it slides up bit by bit, wrapping all the way around until I'm holding you by your neck. Feeling that gentle, secure firmness, not enough to be uncomfortable, just enough to know that I'm there, so that even now I'm holding you with my arms, my tail, and my strap. Good. Now I think we can do this again. I think we can go even further this time. I think I can start that undulation once more, that up and down once more. Good. That's it, my little darling. My sweet little morsel, fall down on my strap. Bounce with me, move with me, feel that pleasure building and pulsing, crashing against your mind, breaking like waves on the beach. Feeling that wonderful flame build inside, that delightful pleasure gliding in to flow over everything else inside, until all you can do is experience the delight of being used, the pleasure of becoming my little fuck toy, my sweet little pet. Good, that's it. Faster and faster, more and more. Feeling those coils squeeze gently, feeling my claws trace down across your shoulders and arms. Feel those electric shocks of pleasure jolting through you. Find my hands tracing further into even more delightful places, joining in that dance your hands are orchestrating. Feeling every motion, every pulse, every pull, every crash of the waves, every pleasured moment building into the next, and every one getting higher than the last, until you're on the brink again, until I could tip you over with a simple flick of my tail, an easy motion of my strap. It would be but a simple thing, and I'm going to stop you right there, keep you on that edge, refuse to let you tumble over, watch as you struggle and squirm, and you will not find relief yet. No, I'm not finished. I want more. I deserve more, and you will give me more to enjoy. Do you understand? Yeah, you'd better. I'm grateful to see that you're nodding so vigorously now, to agree with me, to admit that you need this so very badly, even if it means burning up the rest of what's left inside. Because once you do come on this strap, it's going to feel that pleasure, that energy flowing from you, and it's going to loop right back inside and break down your mind and leave you as nothing but a sweet little fuck pet, a thrall for me to indulge in, to drag around and add to my endless harem of sweet little broken things that I keep down, down deep. Yes, yes, you're nodding still, aren't you? You don't care, because it feels too good to resist, and you want to get pushed over that edge. You need to get broken, don't you? So maybe I should start again. Maybe I should start fucking you senseless. Maybe I should start fucking you and breaking you and making you mine. Maybe I should just send every last bit of your thoughts out of your body until there's nothing left but the pleasure, the flames that burn, that break you down. That's it, up and down once more into that cycle of motion, feeling me undulate my coils and squeeze and grip and claw and fuck you senseless. Good. That's exactly what I was looking for. Thrash and squirm in my coils. Touch yourself and let your mind go. All I want from you is your pleasure, and all you can give me is just so. I don't need anything more, and I don't want anything less. I will have what is mine, pet, and you will give it to me and love every second of losing who you were before. So why don't I just find out how easy it is to send you tumbling over that edge? Feel yourself on the brink. Know that with a single flick of that tail, an easy motion of my hips, I could make you mine. And you want it, don't you? You're squirming for it, begging for it, practically thrusting yourself down onto that toy, desperate for it. You need it. You will have it soon enough. I want you to beg. I want you to give in. I want you to just break on my fucking strap. And you'll be so much better off for it. That's my good pet. Yes, I'm starting to see the enthusiasm I was looking for. I'm starting to get just what I asked for. So why don't you fucking come for me then, you worthless. Worth everything for that. Worth everything for breaking. Worth everything that I could ask for, my sweet little pet. I'm so happy to see you comb your brains out. You don't need them anymore. All you need is the pleasure of my strap, the strength of my coils, and the easiness of letting go and feeling those flames burn you out and lick up your mind until there's just the wonderful, so warm, pleasured, sensual, sexual fire that I've lit in your brain, burning out everything else until your mind is empty as you feel me undulate and squeeze and push on, because I will keep fucking you until you can't walk. I will keep fucking you until there's nothing left inside of your head, because I'm breaking you, my sweet little pet, my snarling little thrall. My intentions are clear, and I will get what I desire, and you will give them to me. Break now on my strap, break now in my coils, break in my grip, and find out what it's like to be gone. But for the pleasure, but for the flames, but for the fire that I've lit in your heart. Good. Drift into it. Ride it like a storm current. Feel my coils grip and squeeze, the strap thrusting in. Your legs shake, your body quivers, your mind is nothing but a memory, a distant possibility. Drift down into that pleasure. Feel me as I gently, gently pull you in, as I lay back in my coils, keeping you impaled, as I toy with you, letting my fingers and claws trace across your body as you lay on me, as I gently slide you off to hold you against me and let that toy slip out, coiling carefully to support you in my grip. Good. You've been so very good for me, my sweet little pet. What a wonderful morsel. What a delightful meal to indulge in. Let those fires become cinders that burn so wonderfully inside your mind. Let your thoughts drift. Let your ideas fall to pieces. And you don't need to be anywhere at all. Just drift in that cozy, warm place on my stomach and in my coils. Let your head nestle between my breasts and be safe and secure inside them. You don't need to do anything right now. You've been so good for me. You can lay there for a bit and indulge. Take that time now to drift, to let yourself become more present, to breathe deep and become aware more so of your surroundings, to drift from this dreamscape back to the world that you were in before, to know that you need only take the memories from this experience, to become more and more present as each moment passes until eventually you're ready to wake. One, drifting up, two, more and more. Three, and four, and five, and six, and seven, and eight, and nine, and ten. Good. Thank you so very much for listening.